The winner for 2013 Agricultural Education is Brandon Poole from the Franklin County FFA chapter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just saw you up on stage and you rushed out to the middle, so I'm guessing you're feeling pretty excited right now.
Oh, yes. I was ecstatic. I couldn't believe it when they called my name. I was kind of shocked. I didn't know whether I should run or my legs were kind of stuck in cement, I guess you could say.
Well, you have all the reason to celebrate, and all your hard work has finally paid off. But what was your project all about?
The proficiency category that I was a finalist in was agricultural education. All my life starting since ninth grade, I found out that I wanted to major in agriculture education and become an ag teacher due to the influence from my ag advisors, Mr. Gary Minyard, Mr. Cale Watkins, and Mr. Owen Thomason, as well as my middle school ag teacher, Miss Anna Watkins. They had such an enormous influence upon me that I wanted to have the same effect upon students in the future. My SAE entails coach and career development event teams, presenting workshops, holding regularly held chapter meetings, as well as, I already said coaching career development event teams. That's what it is.
What's your favorite activity to either lead or be a part of throughout your project?
As much as I love the large workshops and conferences, I actually prefer the one-on-one interactions with my students. So coaching the career development event teams, helping with the livestock evaluation, middle school division, or the parliamentary procedure teams, I like working with them because it allows for more one-on-one interaction and you really get a sense of what the child is like, and you get to get a deeper sense of how they are as a person, whereas versus a conference of 400 people, you see them, but you don't actually get that one-on-one time to really speak with them and talk to them.
Right. And that sounds like you have built so many relationships through this SAE area. But what's the one skill that you're going to take away and forever be applying to the rest of your life?
If I could take away one skill from my supervised agricultural experience, it would be student management. Since I am going into the teaching profession, when you're in a classroom with 20 or 30 students, there's a lot of distractions. Sometimes students get a little hyperactive, especially before Christmas break, fall break. You know, they're antsy, they're ready to get out of the classroom. Through this, I've actually learned several different methods to contain the children and keep them on the task at hand and keep them focused. One that I can recall that I've learned that really helps me is called the SPG method. It's called the solo pair group rule. When I have them work on an assignment, instead of just handing them an assignment and telling them to do it, I have them work on it individually for around 5 minutes. And then after that time has lapsed, I tell them to turn to their partner and discuss and ask each of them to talk about what they have discovered. And then finally, once they do that and they get all the answers that they could from their partner, then we come together as a whole group, as a class, and discuss the topic thoroughly. And I believe that that actually allows the students to really soak in the information and retain it, whereas if they were just normally skimming over the book.
Wow, you have had some amazing influence in your life, I can definitely tell. And you've already mentioned your advisors who helped ignite your passion for this area. But do you have any other supporters you'd like to thank?
Yes, definitely, without a doubt. Alongside my advisors, I also had my parents, so I'd like to thank my mom and dad. My grandparents have both been instrumental in developing me into the person I am today, as well as my faith in the Lord. Nothing is impossible when you have God by your side.
Well, again, congratulations, and that's your 2013 Agricultural Education winner, Brandon Poole, from the Franklin County FFA chapter. This is Amy Burke for FFA Today.